One of the advantages of having Holy Week and Easter fall so late on the calendar this year is that it matches perfectly with the Jewish observance of Passover, which is going on right now for our brothers and sisters of the Jewish faith. And of course, that was the backdrop. That is why so many people had come up to Jerusalem, whereas we can celebrate Good Friday, a holy day, or Sunday Mass in any Catholic church anywhere in the world. If you were of the Jewish faith in Jesus' time, if you were to observe all the Jewish rituals of Passover, there was only one place that that could occur, and that was in the temple at Jerusalem. Synagogues spread all throughout the Mediterranean area were places of prayer and learning, but only in the temple at Jerusalem could one who was of the Jewish faith offer sacrifice in worship of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so, no matter where you lived in the world, if you were of the Jewish faith, then you had to make an arduous journey up to Jerusalem and would have to stay there for an entire week. That is why there were so many more people in the crowds than there otherwise would have been. So many people saying Hosanna to the Son of David on Palm Sunday when Jesus entered Jerusalem. So many people in the crowd stirred up to scream, "Crucify him and release Barabbas to us." But there were many rituals that happened during the Passover week that closely mirror what was happening in the last hours and days of Jesus' life. And it closely relates to the Passover lamb. As you know, the original Passover event commemorated the last plague that God visited upon Pharaoh Ramses II and the Egyptians 1,200 years before the birth of Christ, a calamity so terrible that Pharaoh drove the Hebrews out. God had said he was going to strike down the firstborn of every Egyptian family. But for those of the Jewish faith who had been held captive in Egypt for centuries, if they were to put the blood of a lamb on their doorpost, then God would pass over their home, protect its occupants, and only the Egyptians would suffer this terrible loss. God instituted at that time, from that moment, every year thereafter, they would commemorate God passing over and protecting them with the blood of the lamb. And they would eat the unleavened bread before they began that journey that would lead across the Red Sea out into the desert, where they would stay 40 years being fed with bread from heaven before God brought them to the promised land. And so the lamb is very central to the Passover. And since so many people were coming up to Jerusalem for the Passover, they didn't bring their lambs with them. They would procure them when they got there. And the lambs were born during the lambing season, which in Israel was in December, the same time that we celebrate the birth of Jesus. And at the beginning of Passover week, Palm Sunday into Monday, that's when, out of all the flocks of lambs that were brought in from the pastures around Jerusalem, the ones that were to be slaughtered were selected. And it was around that same time that Jesus, who is the Lamb of God, was being selected for the slaughter when Judas went out and betrayed him to the Sanhedrin for 30 pieces of silver. It should have come as no surprise that Jesus was to be the epitome of the Passover lamb, because his older cousin, John the Baptist, the one who prepared the way of the Lord, when he first sees Jesus at the beginning of the Gospel of John, in the middle of the first chapter, in verse 29, he doesn't say, "Hey, cousin," or "Hi, Jesus." He says, "Behold the Lamb of God." John the Baptist already understood it, that his younger cousin had a very specific role to play, that God's chosen people would once again be saved by the blood of the Lamb. Good Friday, as Jesus is being led out from the Praetorium, where he has been sentenced to death, he's being led out of the gates of the old city, up to Golgotha and Calvary. At the same time, all those lambs who had been selected for the slaughter were being brought in from the pastures outside the gates to the temple for the sacrifice. Jesus was led out to the cross at 9, nailed to the cross at noon. He died on the cross at 3 o'clock that afternoon. And it was precisely at 3 p.m. on the day before the Passover that all the lambs that were to be offered in the Passover sacrifice were slaughtered. Jesus was different than those lambs because he is the shepherd. He is the Lamb of God. He is the priest, he is the sacrifice, he is the altar. And so in every way, Jesus' Passover sacrifice, that one Passover in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago, surpassed any Passover that occurred before it, or any Passover that would ever occur again. But it is still the case that God's chosen people are saved by the blood of the Lamb. And it was also the tradition that in the slaughter of that lamb, not one of its bones would be broken. And we heard that again with Jesus, our Passover lamb. Those on either side of him in the cross, their legs were broken to speed up their death. But Jesus was already dead because he had suffered so much, beaten so severely, before he was even led out to the cross. Every time we celebrate the Eucharist, we hear the priest say, after the consecration and before we receive the most blessed sacrament, the same words that John the Baptist said of his cousin when he first saw him, "Behold the Lamb of God." We memorialize those words throughout history because the Passover feast is never ending. We continue to thank God for loving us to the end, for loving us so much that he would send his son to be the lamb, the shepherd, the priest, the altar, the sacrifice for our sins and for our salvation. And so, as today is a dark day for Christians, it is still a significant one, because God is righting an age-old wrong. Where sin began at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, today sin is conquered forever and for everyone on the tree of the cross. And so as we venerate that holy wood this day, let us remember the Lamb who is worthy to be slain, who gave his life for his flock, that all of us might have the chance to live again and forever.